The Veterans Affairs Department has yet another new IT modernization project on the table. VA this time wants to overhaul its education IT services, the platforms VA uses to process benefits under the GI Bill. The Veterans Benefits Administration says it could achieve better customer service with the purchase and configuration of three commercial programs, if Congress is willing to reprogram the funding needed to get the project moving. We get more now from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
The Department of Veterans Affairs wants Congress to reprogram some $243 million to kickstart the latest IT project. The money would come from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. And VA says it's a necessary initial investment to begin an overhaul to the Veterans Benefits Administration's education IT services. Paul Lawrence is VA's Undersecretary for Benefits.
We are going to provide student veterans what they are asking for. It's three items that they tell us to find outstanding customer service from VA. First, they want to interact with us in multiple ways: phone, email, text, chat, and the list will continue to grow. Second, when we engage veterans or schools, they want answers immediately. How much will this cost? What if I change something? And third, they expect us to have all the information at our fingertips about the student veteran, there and other schools, and the same is true for the schools, state approving agencies, and others we interact with.
VBA currently uses 23 different systems to disperse nearly $12 billion to a million beneficiaries. And Lawrence says it's unsustainable to keep up those 23 different systems. They're difficult to use. And VA Education Services employees visited Capitol Hill late last year to demonstrate why. Congresswoman Susie Lee is the chairwoman of the Veterans Affairs Technology Modernization Subcommittee.
That experience was eye-opening, to say the least. The VA claims processors use more than a dozen systems, many of them decades old, toggling back and forth between screens, manually transferring data from one system to the next, and taking and storing screenshots for audit purposes. The inefficiency alone is problematic, not to mention the risk of error in data entry and the impacts of those errors on our veterans.
Now VA is looking at a completely different approach. Here's Lawrence.
We would acquire and configure three off-the-shelf commercial packages. One is called Customer Relationship Management. So when veterans call us, we know everything about them when they're on the phone. This happens when you interact with a bank or insurance company now. We'll purchase high-tech computing power to do calculations similar to when you take a dependent off insurance and they tell you the reduction or addition instantly. We'll have sufficient data capacity so we have all the information for the schools and the students readily available.
VBA says it's learned its lessons from 2 years ago. Technology failures and delays meant VA couldn't implement provisions of the Forever GI Bill on time, and VA ended up pushing back that timeline a year. The department eventually met its new deadlines last December with help from the MITRE Corporation. And Lawrence says MITRE will again help VBA through the latest modernization effort.
The use of commercial off-the-shelf software really enables a lot of the planning to be different and not as detailed, because there are many off-the-shelf packages that we think are relevant and in use, and we can leverage that. Part of the acquisition, you know, the first part of the 90 days of the contractor is to nail down the details of the plan when they better understand our systems and see what can be used. So we want you to have as much documentation about what we're doing so you do feel comfortable, because we actually think this is a low risk plan going forward. It addresses and incorporates all the things we learned from our experience in the fall of 18. It addresses and incorporated so many things about what our colleagues from GAO said.
Congress is cautiously optimistic after it reviewed new plans from VBA and MITRE. Congressman Jim Banks is the ranking member of the Technology Modernization Subcommittee.
It represents an opportunity to learn from the past and do things differently. It can be a break with the tired old way of doing business that fails over and over but never seems to lose its hold on the federal government. We have seen it many times. An agency hires a traditional contractor, not a technology company, with notional requirements in hand. The contractor sells the agency a closed proprietary system, or worse, builds one. The requirements fall apart and the scope creeps. The contractor burns millions of dollars just to keep the lights on. The project relaunches multiple times, and eventually the agency lowers the goalpost, or the whole effort gets canceled and we start all over again. The VA has the opportunity to do things differently.
VBA says the new modernization plan will also help the agency better respond to the ever-evolving array of legislative changes Congress has made to the GI program in recent years, and probably years to come. And it'll help VA better respond to the changes the pandemic has placed on colleges and universities. Congress back in March passed new legislation that allows VA to continue administering GI benefits, even as many colleges and universities have moved classes online. Charmaine Bogue is Executive Director of Education Services for VBA.
This highlighted some of the severe issues that we have in our space, and we thought this was a time to leverage the CARE Act funds in order to reprogram those funds to education service to modernize our systems, because there's a direct correlation to the COVID-19 and what's happening in our country right now.
New educational services platforms would also usher VA into the 21st century and allow the department to more quickly respond, regardless of whatever challenges come up in the future.
We still mail out a lot of documents to students in our space because we don't have the capabilities to send it electronically. And we really had to be creative with our IT partners to try to adapt to that. We just don't want to be in this environment where we continue to try to be creative and to adapt, because we are really hanging on by a thread. We really want a system that's in place that has flexibility and that's agile enough that we can change when the environment changes in the education space.
Bogue says VBA spent the last 6 to 7 months hashing out a new acquisition strategy with MITRE and VA's chief information officer. The $243 million reprogramming request includes $198 million for VBA, and then the remaining $45 million would go to VA's IT shop. The IT office is mapping out what resources it needs to adequately support the digital GI and bill modernization, and sometimes those conversations have gotten lost, or they happen way too late in the game. VA Chief Information Officer Jim Jaffer.
Recognizing that it is a separate appropriation for IT, and part of our investment review board process is ensuring that that sustained multi-year funding is there for the sustainment and enhancement of the programs. But that has historically been a challenge. You know, in many cases, the business will get the appropriated funding and IT will not, and that's a problem.
VA says the whole digital GI Bill project should take 2 to 3 years. It doesn't yet have an estimate for how much the entire project might cost. Nicole Lugrisco, Federal News Network.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.